Down from the Cross by Joyce Livingston. Chapter 1. Keene Murray loved Providence, Rhode Island. If he could choose one place in the lower 48 to live on a permanent basis, it would be Providence, right in the heart of the New England area. Unfortunately, his profession required him to live elsewhere, in New York City, but not by choice. It wasn't that he didn't love the Big Apple, he did, but it had become too crowded, too demanding, and far too busy for his liking. "This is the city for me," he said aloud, flipping on his turn signal as he drove his new BMW convertible down Francis Street toward the convention center, with its relaxed, laid-back atmosphere. "Oh, someday I'm going to have myself a house in the city. Maybe a lovely old brick mansion." He sped up and then reached to insert a new CD into the player in the dash. It slipped from his fingers and fell onto the thickly carpeted floor. With a quick glance to check the traffic ahead of him, he bent to retrieve the elusive CD. Suddenly, his body lunged forward, only to be yanked back by the seatbelt, the noise of crashing metal deafening his ears. The car's airbag pinned him against the seat back, and his head slammed into the headrest. The BMW filled with a misty gray haze from the airbag's powdery substance. Although the bag deflated instantly, Keene found it difficult to breathe. He instinctively yanked the buckle open on his seatbelt, found the car door handle, and pushed open the door, staggering out in search of fresh air to fill his lungs. That's when he fully realized what had happened. "Oh!" Jane Delaney leaned her forehead against the steering wheel, her heart pounding erratically. "What happened? Why is that horn honking?" With trembling fingers, she reached for the knot forming on her forehead. "Oh, my car!" She pushed away and struggled to open the door, but the handle wouldn't budge. "Oh, dear Lord, I've been in an accident. Oh, please, God, don't let my car be ruined." Though it hurt to move, she forced herself over the console and passenger seat, wincing at the stabbing pain in her left leg. She pushed her way out the door, nearly falling when she tried to stand to her feet. With the bright morning sun blinding her, she hobbled around the front of her car, placing her palms on the hood for support. She felt faint, lightheaded, and woozy, and it scared her. She'd never felt this way before. However, her fright didn't compare with the feelings of helplessness and exasperation she experienced when she caught sight of the driver's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?